Anyone who knows editors or literary agents or who wants to write the next blockbuster novel, and that covers a lot of people, is going to enjoy A Dangerous Fiction, a murder mystery by Barbara Rogan. The novel resonates with insider lore about the competitive, backstabbing world of publishing, though the murder weapon here is a gun. Only someone who worked in publishing would know, as a new client tells the heroine, a prestigious literary agent, that if they were to have an affair, it would be tax-deductible. Or, as the heroine herself remarks, editors might be laid off in droves, production outsourced to India, and lists slashed to the bone, but the publishing lunch will never die. Of course, this being a murder mystery, our heroine almost dies. But who's out to get Jo Donovan by way of murdering two of her friends and making it obvious she's next? Jo's smart, talented, a girl with a dream who ran from her Kentucky backwater home to make it big in New York, and did she. She moved up fast and snagged the handsome, celebrated novelist and playboy, Hugh Donovan, whom she adored, until he died suddenly of a heart attack 3 years ago. Jo's hard-nosed but fair. Who would want to kill her? Could it be the stalker in a trench coat and fedora pulled low who accosts her one dark and stormy night and tries to push a manuscript on her threateningly? She tells the police she called him Sam Spade because of his attire, but the phony emails that follow this encounter, sent out under her name and designed to wreck her career, suggest someone who really knows his or her way around publishing. But could it be her old boyfriend in Kentucky whom she dumped? For sure it's strange that Tommy turns up as the detective on her case, or as she says, how could it be that of all the damn cop shops in the city, I walk into his? Or could it be someone close to her at work, even though her inner circle consists of devoted colleagues who are also good friends? At one point, the police wonder if she herself committed the murders, even though it's obvious that the cryptic messages scrawled in blood at the murder scenes are meant for her. Can you hear me now? A Dangerous Fiction not only has a suspenseful plot, but a cast of colorful, carefully drawn secondary players who advance the theme that we all may be living a dangerous fiction, not really knowing others, not really knowing ourselves. As one character sneers at Jo, quoting the real-life biographer Michael Holroyd, "The lives we tell are part of the truth we live." Barbara Rogan cleverly explores this dangerous fiction, our capacity for self-deception, and weaves it into an absorbing murder mystery that keeps its secret until the very end. I'm Joan Baum.